Yeah. It's the culture that I'm repping for.
It's the culture that I'm repping.
It's my creation that you asking for. It's the freedom, it's the way of life. Your people say I'm living wild, but this is my life. Spray my graffiti deep in your cerebellum. You understand my auto words, so nobody gotta tell them. I got my head in bed every day and night. I turn my volume up because it's time for graffiti might.
You the brand of us any podcast for your show, and this is Graffiti Mike. Yes, that's right. This is Graffiti Mike time right here on TBOU, playing all the hip hop heads for you, and we have a great interview. I'm the Javian,
and this is your girl TIA.
Yeah, welcome to the show, each and every one listening and tagging in. What's up, Cozy Mo? What's up, family? How you doing? Yeah, Cozy Mo. Yes, that's right, man. He's doing pretty good out there, too. You know, but do you feel me? But, yeah, and continue supporting Cozy Mo on all platforms. Do you feel me? He's doing pretty good out there. But, hey, this is Graffiti Mike time. Yeah, that's right. Graffiti Mike. You know, like I say, we're playing all the indie artists out there of the majors and the indies and the hip-hop artists and the rap artists. Ain't that right, TIA?
That's right.
Hey, so, hey. On the show, we got Young Dane. That's right. We have Young Dane represent 850, homie.
Yes, 850,
Florida. Home. Florida in the house. Yes, that's what's up. So, hey, we're going to start the show off right here, and we're going to get into the conversation with Young Dane right here. This is Under the Sun, Young Dane. Let's go.
Establish night '94.
Grew up getting Savage Entertainment.
Secure the bag. It's 2021, y'all. I heard y'all wanted that real shit, you feel me? Hey, Philly, baby. So here you go. Nearly got it, but this is Florida, baby. It's about 100 degrees. You better watch what you do in the streets of grime. You better not sleep. They analyzing everything you're doing. And everything in between. I got this strap up on my lap in just in case they want beef. I'm reading scriptures every night. Praying to God to change my life. They keep telling me this not how things gotta be. So tell me, why do I gotta fight every day just to breathe? I'm clocking in and out the streets like it's 9 to 5. Can't you see? It's kinda crazy though. I'm out here getting all the attention with this crazy flow. I'm reaching in the underworld to grab my sight. Yeah, it's ready to blow. It's thick and moving and stuck. You gotta be ready to go. Your life can be taken at any moment. You can get struck like a pose. See, your life is going in the flesh. Another casket. When opportunity's knocking, is when the fake ones exposed. They try to take the opportunity when nobody knows. You keep that pressure on their heads, so you gon' watch them fold. I work the way I fucking do, so I have to sell my soul. You better watch it, don't cross me, I turn your body cold. I know they watching, they plotting, but I already know. Chill. They cannot stop it, I'm popping, I'm already gone. Don't need my only language, quit playing, I only need Rosetta Stone. It's just you can tell my vision is grown. I'm molding myself into a monster, I ain't even shown. Chill. I ain't giving no more slack, yeah, I'm all out of road. And you the type to turn your back and switch up just for a hoe. Ain't all this talk about being real, but the real ain't gotta glow. I ain't gotta talk about it, the streets will tell you that I'm the ghost. I'm being a savage, way before I hopped about the coach. Yeah, you must have forgot, I've been trapping since I was 13 years old. You know, reminiscing about flipping my first bowl. Yeah, my dog up, go and grab some baggies from the store. We on this money making mission, we no longer going broke. Oh, wait a minute, let me count this money before we hit the road. Hold it in my Nike box, hit a lick and jug for more. Got the brand new chain, felt colder than an Eskimo. There's no justice in my league, cause I move like Destro. If I die, resurrect me like the Red Hood, taking out all my foes. I thought I told you that the real never die, yeah, they multiply. You should've known.
Chill!
You should've known, man. Yeah. I had to come at you, man. Under the sun, freestyle, 850, baby. You heard me, Young Dane. I'm at y'all next with this one. You feel me? You ain't feeling, but you feel me now. You heard me. Chill!
That was Young Dane with Under the Sun. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love that track. That's right. I'll fresh lyrics for you. And right now, we got on the phone right here on TBOU.
Savage Entertainment.
We have Mr. One and Only Young Dane. How you doing, young man?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing?
All right. All right. Welcome to Graffiti Mike for all the hip hop heads around. And you know, you got a lot of people tuning in, they listening and everything else. We've been playing your song since from last Friday on our Friday Night Live jams right here. You know, if they miss it, they can check out the podcast, you know. Hey, but right now we're live. And also, if they got TBOU 24/7 radio, the app, they can hear us live right now. Right?
So that's 24/7.
Yes, that's right. 24/7. That's it. 24/7. Yes. So, yo, man, what's your good? What's going on? A50, what's up?
Man, you know, out here just trying to get it, man. Just trying to do what I can.
That's what's going on. Tell the listeners, who is Young Dane and where you're from? Even though I did say A50, but you go ahead and.
Oh, yeah, baby. You already know from the A50. I'm from Full On Beach, Florida.
Okay. You know what I mean?
I've been, born and raised.
Okay. And who is Young Dane? You know how you came up with your artist name, Young Dane?
Well, Dane is actually my middle name.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I had, you know, started going by, because I was going by a name a long time ago, you know what I mean? But I ended up changing something that fit me better.
Okay.
You know? I like that. I like your name, Young Dane.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. It suits you. And also, I noticed on Facebook, Instagram, and everything else, your apparel, your appeal, and everything else.
Yeah,
it's not hip hop, but it is hip hop. But it's like the way you got it. It's a different swag that you're doing. I love that.
Oh yeah,
I love that. What made you change that type of scenery?
Oh, man, well, it's because I gotta, you know what I mean? Like in music, you gotta be able to stand out more, you know what I mean? And it's just like, I don't wanna try to ride the wave of everybody else. And I kinda just wanna do my thing and stay unique.
Mm-hmm. Ain't wrong
plus, you know, I like dressing nice, you know? So it's just like, I had to step it up a little bit on.
Yeah, I feel you.
And you represent for the A50.
Yes, right. You represent for that like that. Yes, I know that, man. So, how long you been? Well, the first of all, a question I want to ask you: what made you become a hip hop artist?
Well, when I was younger, I've been in the music, like deep in the music, you know, my entire life. Like hip hop has always been a thing for me, and I was so interested in always being an artist and wanting to rap. You know, and my first rap song was actually dedicated to my mother because, you know, when I was younger, I found out she had, you know, she was really, really sick, you know, and it was like a 50-50 if, you know, if she was going to live or not. And, you know, I made a song dedicated to her, you know, it was called Dear Mama.
Okay.
And it kind of jumped off from there, you know, like I had music dropping on MySpace when MySpace was a thing.
Yeah, I remember MySpace back then. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. I remember that. Yeah, oh, MySpace. Yes.
How did you learn to write your music? Like, what is your process like?
Well, it started out, you know what I mean? At first, you know, I was mediocre, you know? Like, I had to learn how to structure music better. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really start to learn how to structure a song by writing it. Until I started looking up lyrics of other artists and seeing how they structured their you know, their lyrics. And so I started writing in that form the way they would, and it kind of helped my music better because at first I was just writing just from one side of the paper to the other side of the paper, you know, just back and forth. It looked like I was writing paragraphs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it just started getting better. And then I also freestyled a lot, you know, and I always promote, you know, artists that I have underneath me to always freestyle because it keeps things fresh, and it keeps you on your toes and it keeps your mind moving and going into that direction. Nice. You know, and I've always been, you know, freestyling, helping me rap better to the point now that, you know, how like they say, like Lil Wayne would, instead of writing his music, he'll just walk in the booth and he just go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of like what I learned to do because I started freestyling so much to the point now like I can structure a song mentally and I can just go into the booth and kind of just go with it like that. That's how I made Under the Sun, because Under the Sun, I didn't even put no pen to paper or nothing like that. I went into the booth that day. And, you know, so I was just like, just with it, you know. The way I structure music is different, and the way I you know, construct it now is completely different than I did before.
Okay.
And so it's just, so now really I just, sometimes I may write stuff, but a lot of times it's just me just kind of going into the booth and just feeling what I say.
Okay. 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 So have you ever, okay, but since you saying that you had most of your music are freestyle and everything else and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you say from the young age you started, you know, learning to rap, you know, the rap and hip hop. You always want to rap. Do you play any instruments? Yep. Do you produce or play any instruments or anything?
No, but you know what I mean. I dabbled in making beats here and there, you know, because I love music so much that I just, you know, I want to be involved in every bit of it. Mm-hmm. So you know, like I don't, you know. If I was to walk into a studio with a producer and sit down with them, I would be able to like help structure the beat, you know, because I feel like being an artist, you should know your way around a studio and should know how to do things.
Correct. Correct. Correct.
Yeah. So, you know, I always wanted to dabble in it that way.
Okay. Correct. Hey, Young Dane, hold on. We're going to take a short break and we're going to be right back with more right here on TBOU Graffiti Mike with Young Dane. And we're going to ask you a question coming back. You know,
all right.
You know, have you did some shows coming in there, blah, 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 blah. You know, we got you covered, bro. We got you. Hang tight right here. This is Strange One right here. Let me get him. Let me get him. Graffiti Mike.
Let me get him. Let me get him.
Strange One, let me get him, let me get him, let me get him.
Let me get him,
let me get him. Let's get back. Let's get back right here to TBOU Graffiti Mike with Young Dane. Yo, yo, yo. So now, hey, we're back.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, question that I want to ask you too, since now you're in the rap game, did you collaborate and name some shows you have performed around A50?
Oh, yeah. See, right now I have two shows coming up. I'm performing at Pensacola Mayday. And I'm doing Crestview Mayday as well.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Have you had like a mixtape or?
Oh yeah. Right now I'm actually working on two. I have you know, one is called Birth of a Savage, and you know the other one I can't give a name for yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we can't let them know yet.
All right. All right.
But Birth of a Savage is actually going to drop this summer. Mm-hmm. You know, so definitely be on the lookout for that. I'm doing some collaborations with Beethoven. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be on my album as well.
Okay.
So, yes.
So, how did your style evolve since the beginning of your rap career?
Really, it's just like, you know, day and nights in the studio. You know, like, I just love music so much that I've literally just sat hours and hours and days upon days and just, you know, and just study music and just sit in there and just practice nonstop over and over and over again until I started constructing the style that I wanted. Because with me, I'm so diverse with the way I make music. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard to pinpoint a certain style for myself. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I've been doing is I've kind of constructed about three different styles of music that I would do. Because, you know, I do more of a trap soul type music. But a lot of people thought, you know, like, oh, he sings too much. He's doing too much singing. But little did they know, they forgot that I'm a rapper and I can rap. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's the reason why I made Under the Sun, because I wanted to let them remember, you know, like, I don't just, you know, sing and rap and stuff like that. I actually rap. Mm-hmm. You know, it was to wake them up. That's why on there saying, if you don't feel me, you feel me now, because it's kind of hard tonight, you know, because I went in there and I really went in on that song, you know.
Right.
Who are your influencers in hip hop?
So I'm honestly going to say, like, growing up, I listened to a lot of Akon, T-Pain, Lil Wayne. Like, I had a lot of influences in that aspect, which, you know, made me be more melodic with my music because the music I listen to, correct. You know, because I'm an old hip hop head. You know, I listen to Tupac and Biggie and, like, Nate Dogg. And
of course.
I love old school music. So that's where I really do structure my music around, is more like the way old music would be more storytelling, but with more of like a new style sounds, you know?
Exactly. With that said and done and everything else, so you're saying that you have to learn that history and music to really put the pieces together.
Yeah.
That's right. Because definitely if you don't know the history of music, how are you going to really try to, you know?
Exactly.
You know, yes, you know, try to speak your voice.
I was going to just ask him that question.
Oh, go ahead.
What would you agree that is very important to learn, yeah, study, and understand old music and the music history?
Oh, yes. Like, you, there's no point in sitting here being in music if you've never heard of some old school music. You know what I mean? Like, I'll sit around and I'll play old music. I'm talking about, like, Temptations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm going back. Like, I just love music so much. I play all genres of music. Like, I love R&B.
Right.
You know? Yeah, so, you know, like, I'm always playing old music. And a lot of people, there, some artists nowadays, they don't really listen to old school music. Like, oh, that's too old for me. But they don't realize, like, that's where everything comes from.
Exactly.
A lot of these samples you hear nowadays are from these older artists.
That's why we play the flip-flop on our show on every Saturday. We play the flip-flop. We give the old school and some of the new school to flip from. This where it came from.
Exactly. There wouldn't be no new school if there wasn't no old school.
Exactly. I have another question. Do you create for yourself or your fans?
Ooh.
Mostly I do create for myself, but I also take my fans into initiative. Mm-hmm. I always want to make something that also means something, but also will have them relate, but also get that energy, you know, like, right. I do pinpoint certain vibes, you know, for, you know, certain crowds of people. Like, if I make something more slow, like, you know, I just try to stay fresh with them. So I always continue to make music they want to hear, you know. And lately, a lot of people have been liking the way I just been rapping. So I've just been dropping a lot of rap tracks, you know.
Because Nico Parker from Tally Biz Magazine hit me up and he said, yo, check out Young Dane. I say, who, Young Dane? He said, yo, man, this guy's riding. Check you out. I like, okay, I love that Under the Sun. And also later on the show, we're going to play another song too from you, 850. right?
Oh, yeah, that's my anthem, you know?
Yeah, that's right. So, hey, hold on, man. We're going to take another short break. We're going to play bars nice with Gorilla-ish right here on Graffiti Mike, TBOU.
All I hear is gorilla that, gorilla this. Monkey see, monkey do do, gorilla ish. Trust me, homie, it gets no realer than this. That's why they go bananas for that gorilla ish. All I hear is gorilla that, gorilla this. Monkey see, monkey do do, gorilla ish. Trust me, homie, it gets no realer than this. That's why they go bananas for that gorilla ish. I remember Michael. Way before Thriller, digital monkeys can't box with gorillas, light skin. My pen took out his hype men, top 10 lyrical master, never mumbling. Yeah, these rappers ain't really about that life. You're mumbling and you sound like can't get right. I leave you battered and bruised, balls bare knuckled in the fist right. I'm fly as I wanna be, right. Listen. The flow master, master this flow faster. Give ass weapons like oatmeal, old fashioned. I got a passion for fashion, for those that's asking. But don't mistake me for a pretty boy, get your ass kicked. Rude and orderly conduct, my wordplay. I'm nasty, my forte, cook chemistry. I'm worthy, the alphabet, alchemist, to bang a chest to this anthem. This light skin gorilla, yeah. All I hear is gorilla that, gorilla this. Monkey see, monkey do do, gorilla ish. Trust me, homie, it gets no realer than this. That's why they go bananas for that gorilla ish. All I hear is gorilla that, gorilla this. Monkey see, monkey do do, gorilla ish. Trust me, homie, it gets no realer than this. That's why they go bananas
for that gorilla ish.
Gorilla ish, smack Tarzan and take his chain. Go to the hood, give it to Keisha. We don't mess with James. Light skin gorilla ish. We light licorice and beat your ass to death. Pistol grips instead of fists. Intend to do damage straight from the gate. This is something you should expect from a light skin ape. Stereotypes of a light skin man. I have your ass toe tag at the mortuary fan. But ain't no kill ain't for the record. Let's set it straight. Let's focus on building my brothers, not self-hate. This is the plan to keep us separated. The first man was African that was created. I'm light-skinned, but I'm still melanated. You got a tan, my man, that ain't the same. You gold-plated. I'm light-skinned, but I'm still melanated. You got a tan, my man, that ain't the same. You gold-plated.
This DJ mixing the beats. Beats.
Mixing
the beats.
Liz D, homie.
Yo, it's your boy Koku.
Yeah, this your boy Big OG.
This your boy Darius. This is Coach Mo Fett. And you're listening to TBOU.
Hey, check out me, the JVN, on the Brand of Us Any Podcast Radio Show every Saturday weekend. From 6 to 8 p.m. Hey, there's a party going on. A party going on. Yeah, a party going on. Yes, right. It's a party going on right here on TBOU Graffiti Mike. And we have Young Dane right here on Graffiti Mike. Yeah. Hey, I got a question right here. I asked all the hip-hop artists and other artists. All right. Name your top five that you riding with dead or alive right now today. This is 2022.
All right, so I would say Pac, Jay-Z.
Okay.
I would say Lil Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Weezy.
And you know you got to get Weezy, man, from the South. Yeah. You know you got to show homage somewhere. And
two more.
See, it's a hard, you know, the last two always be the hard ones. I would say I do fuck with Dre.
Okay.
And I would say, because I got to show homage, man, T-Pain.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. That's my brother from Havana, Florida. Yes, exactly. That's right. I'm from 850 area.
Yeah, you know.
Yes, yes.
Born and raised.
That's right. Yes, but you was born and raised.
I was born and raised. That's right. In Q City, yes, Quincy, yes. Florida. That's right.
Yeah. So, hey, do you have, well, I know, tell the people out there, do you got videos out? Name your videos that you have out.
Oh, yeah. Right now, I got Under the Sun Freestyle. You know what I mean? I have the music video out right now. You can go look at my YouTube, and you'll find it there. And I actually have two new music videos that I'm about to do next month. It's going to be for All In and one of my other songs that, you know, I wanted a streaming award for would be I'm Not Coming Home.
Oh, okay. Okay. So Young Dane, okay, since you represent 850 and there's other MCs out there around our area and outside our area, what makes you, you say early in the show, what makes you different? Because I already check out your swag, how your style, but what makes Young Dane really separated from the other MCs around your area?
I would say I stay more authentic to myself.
Okay.
And I don't try to imitate other artists.
Okay.
Everything I've ever done has always been for me, from melodies to just lyrics. Mm-hmm. I just try to keep everything original. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, of course, like I listen to the new music now, you know, but I do not try to imitate it. I always try to keep it like me, because the same way that other people imitate these artists now is because they continue to, you know, have their own style. And that's what I'm wanting. I wanted to keep, you know, pushing my type of style to the point where people want to imitate me.
I don't know. I don't want nobody to imitate me. I don't want to, you know, but it does happen, because I think
Of course.
Yeah, because people looks up to you, and some people wants to be like you, but then we already know there was only one Dane.
Of course.
You know, one. There's only one. So, and,
yeah,
you know,
one and only.
Exactly. There's only one, the Javian. That's why some people can't pronounce my name. They say Devonix, DJ, or D what? I like, it's the J. It's pronounced DJ. It's pronounced the Javian. Off the floor off your tongue, the Javian. And that name is so unique. And I know what it stands for, but people.
Yeah.
But people can't pronounce it. That's why they can't follow my name. I'm like, shoot, I keep it my name.
But the thing is, it's so unique, though. It's hard not to remember you. You know?
Right. Yeah.
It stands out.
Thank you. Yes, right.
That's just like my name. It's simple, T-I-A, but my real name is Artia. A lot of people can't say that.
See?
They say it totally, like, totally different.
Exactly. So.
Oh, yeah, because it's hard. People out there would sabotage the whole name.
So let the listeners know what else new for Young Dane. What's coming up for Young Dane?
Well, right now I'm actually putting together a tour, and I'm trying to branch out again, because now that COVID is over, I feel like, you know, it's time to go wide open, right, and go back on tour again. And so I'm definitely lining those up. I got shows that I'm going to do in Gainesville, Miami.
Okay. Okay.
I'm trying to get out back in Alabama again. And I'm definitely going back to Houston, because they always show me love out there. And, you know, and that's where my biggest platform is based out of, is Houston, Texas.
Okay.
One thing I know about Texas, I can say this on my ear. One thing about Texas, they may act kind of funny with people situation, but when it comes to entertainment, man, they change. They welcome you. Anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from Houston, Austin. Yeah, man, they be shooting and rally up in a good way.
Yes.
You know,
they definitely do like their music down there, and they've always, you know, like, gave me respect, and I've always respected them, you know. And I like the fact that they, you know, came with me with open arms, and so, like, you know, I always try to do, you know, the same thing. Like, you know, they bring me out, I'll try to bring some of them out here, you know?
Exactly.
Who, since now you,
you really doing your thing, dog. Who would you love to collaborate with or open up with or just basically be in the studio with and do a song with? Which artist you would love to do that? Because, you know, people do listen to this show. You know who's listening.
Yeah. Man, you know, there's a lot of them that I really want to get in the studio with, you know. And there's one I really want to get in, you know, studio with, because I've always wanted, you know, to be in the studio with this artist would be Future. Like, you know, like, I feel like, you know, I could do a good song with Future.
Okay.
I would say Gunna. I would like to do a song with him.
Okay.
But who would I really want? I would say
tough question, isn't it?
It is hard because, you know, like, cause when you sit there and you think about like what artists you really want to, you know, do songs with, but you know, it's, you really got to fit what would be like perfect for your style, because you know a bad Future can definitely, you know, do some damage to
you. You hear that, Future? If you listen to the TBOU Graffiti Mind, Young Dane, y'all holler at him, 850. But you think about it, Megan Thee Stallion has said that she was going to do a song with Beyonce. Look what happened.
Exactly.
See? So you know who's listening. I tell everybody, you know, listening. So, yo, Young Dane, man, I really appreciate it, man, you giving us the time to interview you, bro, and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
T.I., you got any more questions for you, for Mr. Young Dane?
I just had one more question. What would you say makes an essential artist? Makes an artist essential, their qualities, what makes a good artist?
I would say a good artist would take, you know, authenticity and also quality and definitely grind, you know what I mean? Because a lot of this, you know, music nowadays, it's not just rapping, you know, you really do got to know your business side of things, because if not, you know, you're really just making music at that point, right? You know, and if you really wanted to be making business, you got to learn how to be, you know, a businessman as well. You got to learn how to promote, you got to learn to invest. So, you know, you really definitely got to take a step back, you know, if you're an artist, and just kind of really look at your career and like kind of budget yourself and, you know, make smart decisions with your money. You know, don't go out there and just start blowing it on like jewelry and clothes, you know, because all that can come later.
Right.
You know, right. And you know, that's so it. I feel like it's definitely about your grind. At the end of the day, you know, if you have quality music, you know, that can only get you so far. But people really do look at your grind and your hustle and your dedication.
Right. You have to, you know, be able to strive and expand your repertoire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, correct. You're right, T.I.A. You're exactly. Explain, before we let you go, man, because I know you're busy, man. Explain 850 and why you write 850.
850.
850, baby. You know what I mean? 850, baby. 850, baby.
Hey, hold on. Look here. I'm old school, so back then, with the 90, you know, 69 boys, and we used to say 850, and you know, I mean, hey, yeah. Come on, man, Trick Daddy, damn the dog. Look here, we say 850, but yes, okay, y'all say 850. I change it, 850.
Oh yeah, you know. Hey, speaking of 69 boys, I opened up for them in Panama City.
Do my dogs, man.
They definitely down to earth people. I'm not gonna lie.
Yes, they are. I can remember when they came to Quincy and they did part of that video on Corey Field.
Yeah,
that was the coolest thing.
See, that's what's.
Oh man, they were lit. Now they definitely had some energy.
Yes, they do. Yeah. But so 850. Explain that the song before we let you.
The song 850. People when they see Florida, they just kind of think it's just like sunshine and rainbows around here. But you know, like there's really more, you know what I mean? Because right. They really do. I mean, right, they right. just think it's just vacations, but they don't really see what's really behind the scenes when it comes to Florida. Like, exactly. You know, we do also have our own Florida culture as well, exactly. Besides just vacationers and stuff like that. And, you know, that's why, like, I made sure I stayed definitely Florida. I use Florida like terms in my music because I want it to be authentic Florida. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, exactly. In Florida, like, we do have, you know, goals in our mouth and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just how it is, you know? And
exactly.
We do have drug issues around here. We do have people where, like, that's why I said in the song, you know, see the beaches are clean.
Right.
But, you know, but we also got, you know, in the streets, we got dopes and fiends and stuff like that. You know,
that's
we
right.
just, They forget all about the other side. Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. they forget about the whole other side of Florida. You know, there's more to it besides what they see on TV and stuff like that, you know.
Exactly.
But I wanted to keep it real, but I wanted to have a good Florida vibe. Like, I wanted the song to be like you sitting out in the sun, you chilling, you could be, you know, smoking or drinking, whatever you do, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. you just hear the song. I want you to feel that vibe from Florida, because right. you know what? Regardless of what goes down, we still have a vibe here, you know?
Right.
Like, regardless of what happens, we still come together, and, you know? We still alert. We still know how to have a good time.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Oh, you know? by the way, too, congratulations, man. You in a relationship? Are you married?
Oh, my fiance.
Yes. Don't forget about that, huh?
Yeah. That's my baby, man. She also makes music, too.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, she's so good. I'm kind of jealous. I ain't gonna lie.
That's what
she I'm rap? Not gonna
she's,
lie.
She's a rapper. Nah, she's a singer.
Nah, she's a singer.
Okay.
She can sing. And if you want, I can actually send you one of her songs so y'all can play it on the radio if you want.
That would be awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And y'all also be looking out for your girl TIA, because I got some music coming out.
Yeah,
she's
saying too.
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
Okay.
You got this. You about to send me some links, you know?
Okay. She's in the studio working on it. Okay. But okay. Yo, man, love you, man. Hey, and again, we really appreciate you, man. I got to tell Nico Parker, man, because, you know, he going to text me, yo, man, did you interview him? I say, bro, I got this, dog. I got him. Appreciate it, Nico Parker, for Tati Biz. And hey, yo, tell the listeners before I let you go, tell them where can they hear more of you and your platforms. Call it out.
Man, you can definitely hear me on Spotify, Pandora, iTunes, whatever, any music platform you could think of, you can find me on, I promise.
That's what's up. Thanks again, man. You have heard right here, Young Dane, right here on TBOU, the Brand of Us Any Podcast Radio Show. And like I say, if you got the app, TBOU 24/7 radio app, take us with you. Yes, right. And, you know, Young Dane, again, bro, man, we really appreciate you again.
I really appreciate you, man. This is a great opportunity, and, you know, and I would love to, you know, do it again if ever, you know, you want to in the future, because I love love to former A50, you know, people, you know.
Most definitely. TIA, we'll go ahead and shoot you an email, and yes, definitely, we will play your fiance song on the show. And right here, because again, every Friday night, we play Friday Night Live Jams. We play new indie artists.
All right.
Really. I mean, it just, people tune in that Friday night, it be the bomb. So, but then also, since it's Mother's Day weekend, we have a Mother's Day special coming up. So, hey, thanks again, brother, man. Again, we really appreciate you, man. Be safe in the 850, man. And we love you, man. Keep shining. Don't stop. Keep grinding. Don't stop. Hey, man, and anytime you want to promote anything, just let us know. We try to do that for you, man.
Oh, definitely, man. And I'll do the same thing over here and definitely get you out here with other people, you know.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
We really appreciate
it. It's none but love, man. It's none but love, you know.
All right, this is a bitty right here.
I mean, it's another day.
Young Dane.
Peace out, bro. We love you, man.
All right, man.
Bad check. This some Florida shit, where we keep it 10-10, no folding, bitch. Goon slugs in my mouth, better know this dish. Sliding on I-10, listen to oldies, bitch. With GGS, we the coldest clip. But the green motherfuckers always talking slick. You don't smoke behind the shit that you talking, bitch. Can't be mad cause you can't walk and talk like this. All we do is secure the bag, trying to go and get rich. Welcome to the 850. Where the bitches bad and the sunset, you know what a pretty. Till this blunt light, let me take a ride with me. Hopping this old school, reminiscing how things would be. Guns to the pin, see it back and you'll see we can vibe in peace. It's the 850, baby, come and vibe with me. We some savages around right here, but it's more life in the streets. Let me tell you the song by Flory, don't know. The beach is clean, the streets full of fiends on dope. Y'all out here thinking the shit's on shining rainbows. Thinking we just wake up and whip in a Range Rover. But really been working overtime on them same corners. Grinding every day and night, even if it rain on us. I ain't hitting licks and breaking bread with the same homies. Can't let my foot off, they nigga gotta stay on it.
Fuck all this shit, they promised they never stayed on us. My life on a different chapter, turn the page on them. I was raised, never knock another man, so we'll never hate on them. Round here, we just kick it like Johnny Cage, homie. All the acting that you doing, leave it on the stage, homie. Talking all this aggression, you finna see me rage like I'm brawling. I ain't worried about shit, so no fuck on my back, homie. Welcome to the A3D. Water bitches bad in the sunset, to know what a pretty. Till this blunt light, let me take a ride with me. Hop in this old school, reminiscing out things with me. Guns to the pain, see you back and you see we can vibe in peace. Yo, the A3D, baby, come and vibe with me.
Still gangs.
These savages are right here, but it's more alive.
Give me my 20 minutes, I'ma slide through. Nigga in the roadie, blowing gas in a fire coupe. Gas. When you really come from Florida, it's a sign. Yo, don't be talking crazy about them boys, they'll find you. I'm about to roll an eighth up, but the break up, kick back, get baked up. Niggas hate us, they be out here on that fake stuff. We don't change up, maybe hit a little rough patch, but it's still rough. You know we still gangsta. But tonight we about to chill, don't be bringing all that extra bullshit to where I live. Living a single life, baby, you know what it is. But if shawty looking at me, then I'm going for the kill. Yeah, I got love for my state. Ho, you know where I stay. Yeah, and no, I don't see myself leaving. It's all in my veins, forever I'll stay.
Yeah. Water bitches bad in the sunset, you know what a pretty. To this blunt light, let me take a ride with me. Hopping this old school, reminiscing out things with me. Guns to the pain, sit back and you see we can vibe in peace. It's the A3D, baby, come and vibe with me. We some savages that run here, but it's more alive than the streets.
Well, you know I rip the A50, it's better than any place I go. Yo, hey. Well, you know I rip the A50, it's better than any place I go. Yo, hey. Boy, you know I rip the A50, it's better than any place I go, yo. Hey, boy, you know I rip the A50, it's better than any place I go, yo. Hey.
That was Young Dame.
850.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, I can ride with that right there, TIA.
For sure.
Yes, I can ride with that. Hey, check out Young Dame on all platforms right here. That was a great interview. Great, 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 great. Coming up next right here, right now, we got.
Gifted Hands with My Block.
My Block.
Here, it's Gifted Hands. I'm outside in Virginia Beach, but I'm 757, I'm DMV, and you are now tuning in to My Block Live, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you now, I don't care if it's a race, I'ma set my own pace on my mark. Ready, set, go. I'm ashamed that I used to shift the blame when I hadn't done my part. Like, say it ain't so, barely even took the time to just stop and use my mind or try hard. That was before, but now I figure why not start? I figure why not start, ayy. The biggest smile on my face when I'm around, you can't really tell that I'm hurting. Really do my best when out in public, keep my head from tilting down. But deep inside, I feel like a burden. Everybody steady in my ear saying I should keep going. Not realizing that my heart is torn. Some days I wake up excited because I know exactly what I'm doing. Other days I still wish I wasn't born. But it's cool because I've dealt with the pain. If I wasn't so solid, then I would melt in the rain. And the cycles I was in ain't do nothing but just keep on repeating. So I felt insane and I held tight to my selfish ways. Wouldn't seek help cause I would self-medicate. But when you look at me, just know that it's never too late. That's why I'm telling you now, I don't care if it's a race. I'ma set my own pace on my mark. Ready, set, go. I'm ashamed that I used to shift the blame when I hadn't done my part. Like, say it ain't so, barely even took the time to just stop and use my mind or try hard. That was before, but now I figure why not start? I figure why not start, ayy. Safe to say I found my rhythm. Don't you dare feel sorry for me, I am not a victim. We got problems and we fix them. It's just for me, music navigates the pain on my system. Beating the odds, I love that. If I ain't learning my lessons, then I mustn't have had enough yet. And Lord knows I can't be upset. Cause every single time somebody tries to help, I change the subject. Force myself to go it alone. I'm surprised I haven't broke any bones. Take it easy, they don't even need to see me like this. I hid myself at home and I held tight to my selfish ways. Wouldn't seek help cause I was self-medicate. But when you look at me, just know that it's never too late. That's why I'm telling you now. I don't care if it's a race, I'ma set my own pace on my mark. Ready, set, go. I'm ashamed that I used to shift the blame when I hadn't done my part. like say it ain't so. Barely even took the time to just stop and use my mind or try hard. That was before, but now I figure why not start. I'm telling you now, I don't care if it's a race. I'ma set my own pace on my mark. Ready, set, go. I'm ashamed that I used to shift the blame when I hadn't done my part. Like say it ain't so. Barely even took the time to just stop and use my mind or try hard. That was before, but now I figure why not start. Ayy, I don't care if it's a race. I'ma set my own pace on my mark. Ready, set, go. I'm ashamed that I used to shift the blame when I hadn't done my part. It ain't so. Barely even took the time to just stop and use my mind to try.
That was now Gifted Hands.
I figure why not start.
That was Gifted Hands right here on Graffiti Mike. Yes, that's right.
Graffiti Mike.
Hey, yo. Hey, we're going to take a very short break. Be right back with some Blizz D.
Dead.
That's right. So don't go to bed. You're quite yet. The show ain't over yet, so don't go nowhere.
In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. Ridiculous. Now, back to the music.
Mike.
I can't get no money in bed with you all day. But I will be fair with you, though. I'm gonna take care of you. Then I'm gonna get that check.
I'm gonna put her to bed. And hit the streets, get this bread. I'ma put her to bed and hit the streets, get this bread.
I got a phone call asking, can I come through? I reply, let me finish this business, I leave at 2. Showed up at a house, and what she had on, I was like, wow, tank top and jogging pants, fitting that body right. Hair in a ponytail, just the way I like. She say she been stressing, in need of affection. Man ain't doing her right. She found some Texas, I told her don't worry. Just count your blessings. Couple kisses on her neck. Got her undressing. About to try something I read in magazine Essence. Body oil and lotion. About to put it in motion. Glass of Moscato wine. That's making love potion. Then she turned on the music. Then she busted wide open. I told her I gotta go, but I'ma handle you first. She was so brilliant, left reward in her purse. I need a new atmosphere, I need to get away. I move like the time, good head of work and not keep me at a state level mind. My girl don't like the fact that we barely spend time, but she know I'm on the grind. It's a lot going on, but nothing I can't handle. Streets be so crazy, sometimes gripping like a handle. Patient with my enemies, light them, watch them slow burn like a candle. I know this sound harsh, but I'm ruthless and sweet. I just destroy the ones who don't bow down to feet. When you a king, 20% wanna make history for your defeat. I'ma go get her, I would keep a stack. I only hang with ones who have my back. Niggas wanna be quarterbacks until they get hurt. Real bruised from attack. I am not your average time. 10 savage, walking through revolver, straight problems solved. Talk breakers, won't see tomorrow. Set today, set off tomorrow. Get to the streets like an A&R. Wanna be this, wanna be that. Turn in the blue for the all back. Time to handle business, then you fall
I'ma
back.
I'ma put her to bed and hit the street, get this bread. I'ma put her to bed.
bed. I'ma put her to bed and hit the streets, get this bread. I'ma put her to bed. I'ma put her to bed. I'ma put her to bed and hit the streets, get this bread. I'ma put her to bed. I'ma put her to bed. I'ma put her to bed and hit the streets, get this bread.
Graffiti Mike. Graffiti Mike.
Tune in to the Brand of Us Any Podcast Radio Show.
Since it's just the tower with a kickstand, thinking of a plan to get quick bands, falling in deep with the quicksand, flag on my dope quick brand. I was packing on the pile, got my way up, had beef in the streets, had to stay here. Betty Crocker showed me how to make a cake, bro. Doing that with everything I love to stake, bro. Since it's just the tower with a kickstand, thinking of a plan to get quick bands, falling in deep with the quicksand, flag on my dope quick brand. I was packing on the pile, got my way up. Had beef in the streets, had to stay up. Betty Crocker showed me how to make a cake, bro. Doing that for everything I love to stake, bro. Back in the day, man, a young and I had ripped jeans. Couldn't afford a new pair, I had broke shoes. Couldn't think about the money, I had broke dreams. Outfit was the match of a crack fiend. I was trying to be fly, couldn't take off. Clothes falling on my lost weight, dog. No jacket in the winter, had to shake, dog. I said, forget it, cause something gonna have to shake, dog. Then my homie Bobby put me on a quick lick. Wasn't alive, but enough for a quick fix. Interception, I was stealing, caught me a pick six. In the snow, brick, brick. Never killed, I ain't gonna lie, I was tempted. He was a target, but he lucky that I missed it. I was always f***ing up, was a misfit. My opportunity was knocking and I missed it. Young when I hopped off the stoop, two doors where I flew over, hop in the coop. Two swords from a war where I couldn't lose. Got scars and bruises, man, I got the proof. Resemble you still, cause I got the juice. You think you too park, let our mark us loose. Step in, no next with my Timberland boots. I'm planning, I'm stable, I'm growing in roots. Since it's just the tower with a kickstand, thinking of a plan to get quick bands. Falling in deep with the quicksand, flag on my no quick brand. I was packing on the pile, got my way up. Had beef in the streets, had to stay up. Betty Crocker showed me how to take a cake, bro. Doing that with everything I love to stake, bro. Since it's just the tower with a kickstand, thinking of a plan to get quick bands. Falling in deep with the quicksand, flag on my no quick brand. I was packing on the pile, got my way up. Had beef in the streets, had to stay up. Betty Crocker showed me how to take a cake, bro. Doing that with everything I love to stake, bro. I remember chilling at one of my little big crib. By the curb, by the nut, man, cause with the 6 cents. A man came through, he was all on some trick ish. Didn't know I was rolling, my hand was so gifted. Boy, how me tough, had to get him a mix quick. Couple knocks made him drop like he drunk and relifted. Or somebody right after I thought was some kinship. Throwing up both of our sets was ended the friendship. Get respect, neck to neck, my brother didn't back down. Had him standing up, then he ended the back down. His hands in my life, now the end of the flat now. Flat like a wing, let's see if he flat now. Had enough, it was tough on him, last up for one round. KD on the bench, equipped with the trade pound. Made him run, it was funny, was scared of the gun sound. Made him see a bitch by the car, he was ducked down. I ain't got no time for the fakes. The phonies, jabronies, the ops, or the jakes. My homie's the only who come past the gate. I'm whacking the weeds, cutting heads off of snakes. I'm hungry, I'm eating right off of your plate. I won't eat, I'm on it, it's my fault to take. I'm stagnant, I'm magnet, I'm staying in place. The reason I'm popping is all up for hate. Since it's just the tower with a kickstand, thinking of a plan to get quick bands. Falling in deep with the quicksand, flag on my no quick brand. I was packing on the pile, got my way up. Had beef in the streets, had to stay up. Betty Crocker showed me how to make a cake, bro. Doing that with everything I love to stake, bro. Since it's just the tower with a kickstand, thinking of a plan to get quick bands. Falling in deep with the quicksand, flag on my no quick brand. I was packing on the pile, got my way up. Had beef in the streets, had to stay up. Betty Crocker showed me how to make a cake, bro. Doing that with everything I love to stake, bro.
Yes, that was Moray with Quicksand. Yeah. We just want to say thank y'all, everybody, for tuning in to the Brand of Us Indie Podcast Radio Show. TBOU 24/7 Radio Graffiti Mike interview with Young Dane.
Yes, that's right. Young Dane, he was in. he was in the building, but you know, he was here. But yeah,
representing 850.
Yes.
850.
Yes, right. So hey, continue supporting Young Dane out there, all his music and on whatever platforms he is on. That's right. He's doing his thing. He's doing his thing. So hey, thank you. Like T.I. say, thank you for tuning in to the Brand of Us Indie Podcast Show. Tomorrow, you all know what time it is. It's Friday Night Live Jams.
Playing all the new
indie artists. Woo! And woo, we got some. Woo. Wow, we got a lot of new indie artists. Yes, thank
yes,
you. Thank
do.
You.
Y'all just keep it coming. Keep yeah. it coming. Keep it coming. We really appreciate the love you, and support.
Yes,
and
yes,
we just
yes.
want to say peace, love, and keep making music
right here on the Brand of Us Indie Podcast Radio Show and TBOU 24/7 Radio. Hey,
you're listening to The Mountain Man on TBOU 24/7 Radio.
Welcome to our world of music. Music that unites people. In the mix. In the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ. Hit me with another track.
That's right. TBOU 24/7 Radio.
Graffiti Mike.
Since I was 18, the same night I fall in love, I feel it fading. Who can you love? Who can you trust? Now that you're mainstream. Don't want no love, don't got no trust, I feel me changing. Sometimes I think about my high school sweetheart, but times change, people change and grow apart. I felt so hard and fast with D, I want to start a family. She sure resent me, she got pregnant and she felt abandoned. What's her name was faster than I had planned it. She was away from San Diego, living in Miami. We caught a flight to Puerto Rico, she was sweet as candy. She just ain't know she had my heart before the plane landed. And by the time I got home, I just wanted to be alone. I met Brianna through Kiara, they were the best of friends. She turned her head and we moved up just like the Justin. I need your heart each and every day. If I can't live, I'll fade. And I don't mean to rush, but I easily fall in love. In my head, I know that that ain't right, but I believe in first sight. Yeah. We can fall in love right here tonight. Run away and be together for life. No more cold Decembers. Lonely cold Decembers. No Decembers. Lonely cold Decembers. No more Decembers. Lonely cold Decembers. Cold Decembers. Lonely cold Decembers.
This ain't a Millie Rock, get some money dancing. My d- ain't hard, that's a 30 in
30 of them bands. I'ma make a stripper dance and I'ma cook it. Cause he nerdy, she a fan. The Molly either white or it's yellow, like some sand. If you need it, hit my line. No, I got it on a man. I see cotton thistles and that's what made me all these bands. It's talking hella reckless, so we laying all the ends. Bands, all I think about commas. 30 and a 40, all I think about drama. I'm finna get this money, give it right to my mama. Playing with the chicken, you gon' meet all the llamas. Bands, all I think about commas. 30 and a 40, all I think about drama. I'm finna get this money, give it right to my mama. Playing with the chicken, you gon' meet all the llamas.
I need money, I need drugs. It's not gonna
be
no pain.
4, 3, 2, 1.